This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois, and you're listening to Resources for Biblical Counseling, Marriage, and Family. If you'd like a free download copy of my book, Why Psychology Can't Diagnose Problems, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com, and get your free download right now. Today's episode, is my loved one sinful or sick? That question matters deeply because how we answer it shapes how we help people. In today's culture, sin is often redefined as a sickness or disorder, but God's Word gives us clarity and hope. Nearly all marriage and family struggles come from sinful behavior and attitudes. Our culture increasingly describes these struggles as medical or psychological problems. Instead of calling something sin, it's labeled a disorder. This shift may sound compassionate, but it actually steals away the clarity and hope God gives in His Word. From sin to sickness, a dangerous redefinition. Let me give you some examples. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13, the Apostle Paul speaks of sexual immorality. But today, instead of calling it immorality, many call it a sexual addiction. The word addiction moves it from a moral category to a medical one. Yet Scripture identifies it as sin. Sin that requires repentance, not treatment. In Ephesians 4:28, the thief is commanded to stop stealing and work with his own hands. But today we call him a kleptomaniac, as if stealing is simply a disorder. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, the drunkard is condemned, but now he's described as an alcoholic, someone with a sickness. The rebellious child in 2 Timothy 3:2 is relabeled as having a behavioral disorder. Do you see the shift? The Bible calls these sins, but our culture redefines them as conditions outside of a person's responsibility. Now, why does this matter? This is not harmless. Because when sin is redefined as sickness, the solution also changes. Instead of calling people to repentance, they're directed to therapy, medication, or self-management strategies. These may offer temporary relief, but they cannot produce heart-level change. And heart-level change is the only change that pleases God. Jesus taught in Matthew 15:19 that sin comes from the heart. Out of the heart, Jesus said, comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander, and so on. If sin comes from the heart, then only Christ can cleanse the heart. When we call sin by its proper name, we can also offer the proper solution, forgiveness and new life through Christ. The good news is that the Bible doesn't just diagnose sin. It offers real hope and change. The drunkard can put off drunkenness and put on sobriety. The thief can stop stealing and start working. The sexually immoral can repent and walk in purity. This is the pattern Paul gives us in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. He says, "Put off the old self, the sinful behavior. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Think biblically, not psychologically, and put on the new self. Put on the biblical alternative." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 reminds us that God's Word is living and active. It pierces to the heart and brings transformation that psychology cannot. So, is your loved one sinful or sick? Well, according to Scripture, sinful. That may sound harsh to some ears, but it's actually good news. Because while sickness can only be managed, sin can be forgiven. People can change, and the Word of God shows you how. Christ came to save sinners, not the self-diagnosed, not the merely disordered, but those who recognize their rebellion against God and turn to Him for mercy. In Romans 1:16, Paul says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation." That's the message we hold as biblical counselors, parents, and pastors. Hope is not in a diagnosis, but it is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to read more on this topic, I've written about it in my book, Deceptive Diagnosis, When Sin is Called Sickness. You can also find more articles on my blog and past episodes of this podcast at davidtylerbooks.com. And don't forget, you can download my free book, Why Psychology Can't Diagnose Problems, right on my website. Thank you for listening today. I'm Dr. David Tyler. May God bless you as you stand firm on His Word.